News that the Chinese manufacturer Foxconn has chosen Wisconsin to set up shop, and a big one, has ricocheted around the country. No one could be happier than Governor Scott Walker. He toured the state promoting the deal that promises up to 13,000 jobs. But the deal is not free of controversy. Walker also unveiled a bill crafted to speed up the factory's construction that critics say puts environmental protection in a tailspin. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz looks at the proposal the governor would like the legislature to enact as quickly as possible.
With a brilliant blue Lake Michigan as a backdrop, Governor Walker signed a memorandum of understanding with Foxconn at the Milwaukee Art Museum last week. Walker says in its new Wisconsin facility, the Chinese company will be pumping out LCD screens for everything from self-driving cars to aircraft systems. The governor added, Wisconsin will do what it takes to make plans come to fruition.
We're ready. We got our act together. When it comes time to big things, and we showed this a while back to all of you in the legislature, when we did the arena, we showed we can set aside partisanship and just get things done, because when it matters, we are doers here in Wisconsin. We do the right thing. We get things done.
A day later, Walker released a 32-page bill he says will ease the way for the plant, which is expected to be built in southeastern Wisconsin. The measure would help create what's called an electronics and information technology manufacturing zone. Sarah Gears with Midwest Environmental Advocates says she's worried about provisions in the bill. She says one would exempt Foxconn from impacts to waterways and wetlands.
Creates blanket exemptions to our most basic environmental protections without even knowing the full extent of the harm, because we don't know where the Foxconn development is going to happen, so we don't know what wetlands or waterways are going to be impacted.
Under current law, if someone wants to change the course of a stream or straighten it, the DNR has to approve the project. The governor's bill eliminates that step for Foxconn. An environmental impact statement, or EIS, might be foreign to many of us, but people like John Drewson with Clean Wisconsin count on big projects, such as the one Foxconn is proposing, being closely scrutinized.
That's really where we find out what's at stake for our air, for our water, and where the public gets a really good sense as to how their water, air, and land resources are going to be affected.
The bill would free Foxconn of the environmental impact statement process.
Anytime we're rolling back environmental protections to encourage business in Wisconsin, that's a red flag.
With legislation seemingly on a fast track, both Drewson and Sarah Gears worry that the public won't have a chance to digest and react to the bill. But Republican State Representative Jim Steinecke downplays such concerns.
Everybody wants to have clean air, clean water, and keep those things protected. But I think there's a way to do that without dramatically changing the bill as it is.
Steinecke says interested citizens will be able to participate in a public hearing. He expects the Assembly's Jobs and Economy Committee to hold the forum.
There are some environmental components, but this is not a natural resources bill. It's a business development bill, economic development bill. The majority of it encompasses the incentives, the credits, the structure for those. The environmental components are just a piece of it.
If the legislature greenlights the bill, it won't be the first time a large company has held sway at the state capitol. In 2013, lawmakers passed a controversial bill meant to streamline the development of Gogebic Taconite's proposed open-pit iron mine in far northern Wisconsin. The company ultimately dropped its plans. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.